The Sea Walk, Going Deeper. Sometimes we find ourselves colliding with a brick wall, repeating patterns that we know don't serve us anymore. They perpetuate ruthlessly our experience of misery. These are times when applying the Sea Walk can be highly beneficial. Walking the Sea Walk is like cleaning the rot out of a tooth. The only way to move forward truly is to dissolve, resolve, evaporate what has been nagging at us deep within. The Sea Walk is painless. It is powerful. One walk through it may entirely shift the course of your life. One client I worked with was severely restricted by the fatiguing effects of hepatitis C. She was a mother of several young children, a wife, a lover of life, and the co-owner of a landscaping business with her husband. Her energy was waning, she was struggling and afraid, and she sought help. Partway through walking the Sea Walk, she had a moment of illumination. She remembered the precise incident when, years ago, in the depths of extreme emotional pain, she injected heroin. Through turning anger inward, she weakened herself. While walking the Sea Walk, she realized that this was the instant when she became susceptible and she contracted hepatitis C. It wasn't just this realization that was enlightening for her. It was the shift that immediately began to take place within her. She could feel her cells responding. She knew, and she stated confidently aloud, that the next time she had her blood tested, it would be clear of hepatitis C, and it was. This is a testament of the power of the unconscious mind, the soul, to rapidly affect healing. Here is how to walk the Sea Walk. On 18 sheets of blank paper, write one word, referring to your 18-level ladder of consciousness for the precise words. Choose a time of a generous 2-hour duration when you will be undisturbed by anyone or anything. Find a space that will allow you this, a space that ideally is clear and uncluttered, and that has at least an 18-foot line of clear floor or ground space. You could be ultra creative and write the 18 words in sand on a secluded beach. Lay the papers out in the precise sequence of the 18-level ladder of consciousness. Choose a theme to focus on. For instance, your primary relationship, your career, your physical health, your life balance, or whatever is disturbing you. Consider writing a couple of words, keep it very concise, to remind you what your focus is for this particular walk through the Sea Walk. When you feel ready to begin, take a few deep breaths. Then stand at the end of the line marked by shame, ensuring that you stand beyond the line and face your back towards it. Take another couple of deep breaths. When you feel ready to begin, take a step backwards. Step onto the piece of paper with the word shame. Or if you feel more drawn to, stand beside it. Or stand in its place and hold the sheet of paper in your hands. Or notice how you, right now, are drawn to explore what the word shame denotes. Notice how shame affects you in relation to the theme of your focus. Notice how it affects your breathing, your posture, your muscle tension or relaxation. Notice any images or sounds or specific sensations that arise without wallowing in them. Simply notice them. Let them waft through you, rising and falling away. When you feel complete, when you feel released, when you feel ready to move on, take a deep breath and take a step back onto the piece of paper with the word guilt. Continue this process, stepping back one step at a time. Step back only as soon as you feel complete with each previous step. Simply notice what you notice, without interacting with what you notice. Simply allow it to arise and to fall away. When you arrive at the 17th step of being, is, enlightenment, and you feel complete with exploring it, in relation to your theme of focus, turn around. Turn around 180 degrees to face into infinity and notice what you notice. When you feel complete, take your time, step off the line, move to where you can stand beside the seawalk, near its center point, near courage. Simply stand and breathe, allowing key insights, highlights, recognitions to alight in your awareness. When you feel complete, collect the papers and either keep them somewhere meaningful or burn them or bury them, whatever feels right to you. Take your time. Even now, as you feel complete with the actual seawalk, take your time. Take a few moments and simply inhale and exhale deep, luxurious, slow breaths. As you transition into other activities for the day or the evening, be gentle with yourself. You may be processing and integrating for some time. During this, it may seem as if a large quotient of your attention is internal. It is. As soon as your deep awareness, your soul, is sufficiently complete with guiding your integration, your healing, your discovery of your incredible lightness of being, you will feel released. You will feel as if you are waking up, completely refreshed, with your primary attention available once again to notice and to engage in the world around you. Enjoy the precious discoveries and paramount relief your walking, the sea walk, has gifted you. Step forward into your life renewed.